Jimmy Kimmel mocks Halloween conspiracy theory after fentanyl seized in candy at LAX by Joe B. Polak on October 26, 2022. Late-night comedian Jimmy Kimmel mocked Republicans on Tuesday for a conspiracy theory about fentanyl being smuggled in children's Halloween candy, several days after officials at LAX seized 12,000 fentanyl pills that were disguised as popular candy. In his opening monologue, Kimmel blasted Herschel Walker, the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Georgia, for saying that parents should be vigilant because of fentanyl made in China and smuggled via Mexico in Halloween candy supplies this year. Kimmel mocked Walker as a man who couldn't locate Mexico or China on a map of Mexico and China, and compared the theory to a scene in It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. He also mocked the effects of fentanyl, saying that the symptoms of its use, sedation, drowsiness, dizziness, and confusion, sounded like Walker. Over 100,000 Americans died from fentanyl last year, the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department reported. On October 19, 2022, at approximately 0730 hours, LA County Sheriff's Narcotics Bureau Detectives and Drug Enforcement Agency, DEA, agents assigned to a task force at the Los Angeles International Airport seized approximately 12,000 suspected fentanyl pills. The suspect attempted to go through TSA screening with several bags of candy and miscellaneous snacks with the intent of boarding a plane. However, it was discovered that inside the Sweet Tarts, Skittles, and Whoppers candy boxes were fentanyl pills and not candy. The suspect fled prior to being detained by law enforcement but has been identified and the investigation is ongoing. With Halloween approaching, parents need to make sure they are checking their kids' candy and not allowing them to eat anything until it has been inspected by them. If you find anything in candy boxes that you believe might be narcotics, do not touch it and immediately notify your local law enforcement agency. The Wrap, a left-leaning publication, joined Kimmel in mocking Walker in the conspiracy theory about Halloween candy, saying it was a conspiracy theory with no real basis in fact that politicians of both parties have unfortunately taken seriously. Joe B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoePolak.